Trusting the Lord completely, the discipline of surrender. I'm aware that trusting the Lord sounds neither new nor creative. In fact, some see those words as nothing more than a meaningless and tired cliche. That need not be so. Reminders to trust in the Lord appear numerous times in the scriptures, never more significantly than in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your path straight. I'm not the first to observe that this command, trust in the Lord, is no half-hearted hope of a reluctant heart. On the contrary, it's a conscious acknowledgement of him in all your ways. Anyone whose determined purpose is to become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him cannot retain the rights to his own position or place, or be anxiously preoccupied with working out the details of his own life. There must be complete and unqualified reliance on the living Lord. In other words, one must develop the discipline of surrender. Now, there's an unpopular term for today's generation. I can just hear the frowning reaction. Surrender? Get serious. Who's encouraged to surrender anything these days? If I were to name a few areas, these are the answers I'd hear. Surrender your rights? Are you kidding? I'll sue. Surrender your future? No way, my mind's made up. Surrender your will? Not me. I give in to no one. Surrender your dreams? Never. I've worked too hard. Surrender your mate? Me? Get a life. Surrender your finances? What? I'm planning to retire. We have reared a generation of strong-willed, belligerent, independent young men and women. Surrender is not a word in their vocabulary. Too bad, since it's the key that unlocks the vault of God's best and deepest treasures. He patiently waits for us to yield, to quit fighting him, to allow his plan to run its course, to turn to him for our security and significance. As he witnesses our doing that, he begins to reveal himself and his will in greater depth. Over the years, I've known the Lord. I've observed that surrendering my will to his way is much more difficult early on. When I was younger, I often said I wanted his plan to run its course, but I resisted it more often than I care to remember, especially when it included unexpected detours and disappointments. Finally, at long last, after I got weary of running into the consequences of my self-made world, I slowly realized that his way is best. I shook my head with understanding when I read the following words in a book I've come to appreciate. I've not read anything that better describes the give-and-take struggle of my early years as a Christian. They're words from a collection of Puritan prayers and devotions. When thou wouldst guide me, I control myself. When thou wouldst be sovereign, I rule myself. When thou would take care of me, I suffice myself. When I should depend on my providings, I supply myself. When I should submit to thy providence, I follow my will. When I should study, honor, and trust you, I serve myself. I fault and correct your laws to suit myself. Instead of you, I look to man's approbation, and I am by nature an idolater. Lord, it is my chief design to bring my heart back to thee. That is the honest confession of an unsurrendered life. The heartbreak is that, though these words are dated, he describes far too many who are in God's family to this very day. In order to end this book on a positive note, I want to affirm the importance of relinquishing everything to him because he is fully trustworthy. I'm finally learning this. It's no longer something I verbalize from a pulpit or write in a book. I'm finally learning that his sovereign plan is the best plan. Whatever I entrust to him, he can take care of better than I can. That nothing under his control can ever be out of control. That everything I need, he knows about in every detail. He's able to supply, to guide, to start, to stop, to sustain, to change, and to correct in his time and for his purposes. When I keep my hands out of things, his will is accomplished, his name is exalted, and his glory is magnified. Why it took me so long to realize these things is a mystery. It's a testimony to his grace that he's allowed me to live long enough to see them clearly, to embrace them wholeheartedly. I'm finally learning that surrendering to my sovereign Lord, leaving the details of my future in his hands, is the most responsible act of obedience that I can do. And until I do it, becoming a deep person remains nothing more than a distant and pious dream.